I'm going to share something tonight that is basic, something I need reminded of, something you probably need reminded of, something you're trying to teach your children, your grandchildren, something that we all need to do. And the title is, Do I Have to Do It Now? Have you ever asked your young people, your children, your grandchildren, to do a chore, to do a job at home, and they come back with that response? Do I have to do it now? You mean right now? Duh. Yeah, that's why I said it has to be done now. And I trust that obedience. Oh, do we have to get back to that again? Obedience. And it's interesting to me how God tries to teach it to us at a young age. Children, you've heard the phrase all the time. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is a good idea. No. It says this is right. This is a right thing to do. And we need it drilled in us as a young child. We need it drilled. Obey, obey, obey. But when we get to be a little older, we start forgetting. We still need to do what? Obey, obey, obey. We need to obey. Simple definition for you tonight. Cheerfully carrying out the directions of those who are responsible for me. 3 points about obedience I want you to remember tonight. Obedience, number one, needs to be done immediately. Obedience needs to be done immediately. Number two, obedience needs to be done cheerfully. Cheerfully. Number three, obedience needs to be done completely. Completely. Now, I like visuals, so I got a visual for you tonight. Hopefully they'll help you to remind you about obedience and the simple lesson tonight. This is the basic household trash can I have here tonight. Inside the trash can is a bag, also with some trash. I need a volunteer. Do I have a volunteer? Yes, young man, I saw your hand first. If you come right up here. Your name is? Grant. Grant, good to have you. Thanks for volunteering. Now, your job tonight is to take this trash bag, tie it up, and then take it over there right by my son, and we'll just pretend there's a big trash bag over there, okay? So tie that. Notice he's doing it immediately. He got right at the job and is getting it done. Now he's tying it up, and you can't see his face, but he's got a smile on his face. He's has a good attitude. He's doing it cheerfully, carrying out this. If you can't get it tied, just kind of wind it up and take it over there. That'll be all right. Now that's good. That's a good way to do it. That's good. Just so you're getting the job done. Grant. Right back here. Are you done? Are you done? He's done. Is he done? I see some heads. I see some going this way. I see some going diagonal. They don't know quite if he's done or if he's not. In my home, you're not done yet. Because there's not a new trash bag put in. Right, ladies? That's right. Now, you don't know it's back here, so I'll give you a break here. I'll extend some mercy. So we'll finish the job. We'll complete it, and you put that right in there. Oh, that's good. Oh, look at how he's doing that. Excellent job. Good job. Great job. And you have got a special gift for volunteer tonight. Thank you very much. Good job, Grant. Thanks for helping me out tonight. Now, a simple illustration with the trash can. So every time you take out the trash or that trash needs dumped, think about, I need to obey. I need to obey. I need to do it immediately. I need to do it cheerfully. I need to do it completely the whole way. How important that is. In this history, in 2 Kings chapter number 4, this is not a story. This is a history right here of what took place, recorded for us. So don't think it's some story that's not true. It is true. The Bible is true from cover to cover. It says here, verse number 1, 2 Kings chapter 4, Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, Thy servant, my husband, is dead. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor is come to take unto him my 2 sons to be bondmen. Father, bless your word, we ask you tonight. Lord, we can do nothing without you. And I pray that you would help us to remember to obey you in all things tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. This dear lady had a tragedy in her home. Look at verse number 1. We read that verse. Oh, that's all right. So she went through. She lost her husband. And now she's about to lose her 2 children. My friend, there'd be some tears shed in my home if that was the case. I mean, she's going through a difficulty, but she makes the first right choice. She heads to the man of God. She wants to get connected to God. She wants to find out what God can help her and needs to help her in this situation. So she goes to the man of God. Listen to what he says, verse number 2. And Elisha said unto her, "What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house?" And she said, "Thine handmaid hath not anything in the house save a pot of oil." Then he said, "Go, borrow thee vessels abroad from all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shall pour out into all those vessels. And thou shalt set aside that which is full." Notice verse number 5, so she went immediately. Did she question? Did she start complaining? No, but if you think about it, she was asked to do something rather crazy, wasn't she? I mean, this is crazy. She's supposed to go collect these vessels. In fact, it tells us later on, her sons went to collect them. They obeyed their mother also, did it immediately. Collect these vessels, and then she's supposed to take this one pot of oil and start filling all these other pots of oil. In my mind, that's impossible, isn't it? But when you obey, nothing is impossible with God. We have to make the choice to what? Obey. And so, that's the task. She didn't question. Verse number 5, those first three words say, so she went. She did it immediately. She did it immediately. She went and she obeyed. Continue on in the verse. From him she shut the door upon her and upon her sons who brought the vessels. They went to get it. Her two sons were continuing to obey her. They had to go and start knocking on doors. I need some empty vessels. You got some vessels you could give me? It's embarrassing to start borrowing stuff from people sometimes, isn't it? Humility, humbling ourselves. Well, that's what it's going to take if we're going to obey. We're going to have to humble ourselves to our own stubborn ideas, our own thoughts, our own ways, and do it God's way. And obey and do it God's way. Her sons were even obedient. It goes on in verse number 5, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. The vessels were brought. She had her one little jug. You know, what is often the case when you only have a little bit left? Is to what? This is all I got! I can't give this up too! And so she goes and she starts to pour. And she starts to pour. Cheerfully. She did it immediately. And she did it cheerfully. How we need to get out of ourselves and get on with doing it God's way. Oh, it's impossible, preacher! I couldn't possibly serve God! I can't do anything for God. I don't have any abilities, any talents. It doesn't matter. Your willingness is a gift. Your willing spirit is a gift. If you and I will take that first step of obedience, God will be there to help you the rest of the way. But we first must obey. We must obey. This lady is demonstrating that to us. She poured out. She cheerfully emptied of all she had to fill up those jugs. But notice verse number 6. And it came to pass when the vessels were full that she said unto her sons, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. Praise the Lord. Verse number 7. What's she going to do? Then she came and told the man of God. And he said, go sell the oil and pay thy debt. So she finished filling all these jugs. And then she went to complete the job. She did it immediately. She did it cheerfully. Now she's going to complete it. And so, she was told to go take these jugs of oil and sell them and pay thy debt. God answered her prayer, didn't he? He supplied the need to pay off that debt, to get debt free. What a great principle in life to do. But don't miss the blessing. Don't miss the rest of the blessing. And it says in the last part of verse 7, and live thou and thy children of the rest. She had money left over. Do you understand that? She had money left over to live on. Isn't that how God is so good? Oh, He is so good. He has blessed us abundantly. Not only was she able to keep her two sons, not only was she able to pay her debt, but she had money to live on. Why? I believe because she obeyed. She did it God's way.
And I think we need to get back to doing it God's way, don't you? And a lot of times our ways are not God's ways. We need to get back to reading this Holy Bible and doing it God's ways. And make sure we're always obedient to that. Because I believe God will bless and bless and bless when we obey Him. How important that is. I also believe that the obedience of a family condemns the world. I believe there's a verse up here on the screen in Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 7. This is Noah. Noah said, by faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heirs of the righteousness which is by faith. Noah obeyed God. Here it is, a familiar history account in the Bible that we take for granted. Oh yeah, if I was Noah, I'd do that. Yeah, if I was told to do so, I'd do that. Don't think so. Don't think so. We read it, but does it really sink in the faith of Noah? His obedience to obey God. If he didn't obey God, we wouldn't be here today, would we? He obeyed. He had to do it completely, my friend. He couldn't leave any holes in the boat. Oh, I didn't get that section done, God. I can't do that. It's not in my ability to do that. No, he did it completely. He obeyed. I believe you, your family, and the obedience of your family can condemn the world. Do you understand? A family is almost like an endangered species today. It's hard to find a father and a mother and children with the same name anymore. So if you are part of that special group, hang on to it. Make it a special thing. Make sure that you continue to obey God. As God commands us, children, you need to obey your mom and dad. That's what the Bible says. Ephesians 6 and verse 1. Also in Colossians 3, chapter 20, children, obey your parents in the Lord. Ladies, wives, Titus 2, 5. To be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Husbands, this doesn't mean that you're a dictator. No, you come together as a husband and wife. And you talk it out. Because we must understand, husbands, ladies come at it completely different than men do. I mean, we could go on and on about this. But they have some keen insight that us men will just bowl right through it and break a few things along the way. But we'll at least get straight through the job. But ladies will come at a little bit different. That's why you need to talk to your wife. You need to say, honey, what do you think about this? Is this a good idea? And then ultimately, you come down and make that decision. This isn't a dictatorship. This is a together as a couple. And submitting ourselves one to another in the fear of the Lord. That's obedience. Husbands, you need to obey God. You need to be in touch with God as you lead your family. How important that is. Oh, God is good. He is so good to us. Obedience. Jesus was the great example of obedience, wasn't he? For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. That one is Jesus Christ. Philippians 2:8 says, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. That immediate obedience needs to happen in your life. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Have you trusted him as your personal Savior? Do you have a relationship with God? Is it real? I trust it's not just a Sunday religion. When you have a relationship with God, it should change everything that you do. Every decision that you make should change because you have a relationship with God. You are different now. You are set apart for God's use. I believe also that there is a penalty for disobedience. Turn with me to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 8 and 9. It's up on the screen. I'll bet as we finish up here. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 8 and verse 9. Notice these descriptive words. Don't miss them, because there is a penalty for disobedience. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 8 and 9. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that obey not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's disobedience. We didn't obey. Listen to what happens. Who shall be punished
with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power. We need to obey God. If you have not trusted Christ as your Savior, obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. Behold, today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of salvation. Believe in Him. I believe obedience also will bring a blessing. Will bring a blessing. Some verses in Deuteronomy talk about a blessing if we obey the commandments of the Lord, and a curse if we do not obey. I believe the principle is true. That God will be for us as long as we're obeying Him. We can't go off and do it our own way. We can't do it our way. We must obey God. Obey Him. Are you obeying God as we think about the trash can? Are you obedient? Have you ever sat in a service and the hymns were sung and the preaching was done? Then the invitation came. And you know the Holy Spirit is pricking your heart. The Word of God has started to plant that seed and it's pricked your heart. And you didn't do a thing about it. You did not obey. Obedience, remember, needs to be immediately, cheerfully, and completely. If God prompts you, if the Holy Spirit prompts you to do something in your life, you better obey immediately. Amen. Cheerfully and completely. Next time you take out the trash, next time you throw something in the trash, think, obey God. Obey God. Obey God. Obey God. Obey His Word. Obey God. Get it up here and then get it down in your heart and obey. Father, we love You. We thank You for the simplicity of the Word of God. Thank You for the reminder in our own life to obey You. Lord, it's a battle though. Let's just be honest. It's easy to say. It's a lot harder to do. And live it out. Would you make that commitment tonight to obey God? I don't know your hearts, but tonight if you're here and you've never trusted Christ, you need to obey His plan of salvation for your life. His gift. The gospel, as it said in Thessalonians, the gospel of Jesus Christ. You need to obey Him, Jesus. So that's my prayer. I've never trusted Christ as my Savior, but tonight, behold, today is the day of salvation. Tonight I must trust Him. Would you lift your hand? I've never trusted Him before, Jesus, but I need to put my faith and trust in Jesus tonight. You realize you're a sinner and you're lost. Is there anyone tonight? Christian. Are you obeying God? No, I said, are you obeying God? Get it right with Him tonight. Holy Spirit's brought some things to your heart and mind where you've been disobedient. Don't put it off. Don't play games and quench the Spirit. Do business with God. The simple things, we skip over them so often. Father, use Your Word as only You can. In the power of it, we claim it in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand to our feet and sing this song.